I think it is. I think guys understand that we're not playing our best football. Last week we only played a solid half, and that was the second half of the game, but it was enough to win the game. But as we get deeper into the season and start playing better and better teams, we're going to have to start putting the whole game together. And so the encouraging part is there's a lot more to be had. The frustrating part is that we haven't seen it yet. So
explain this 3-4 defense for those who don't know. It's the first time you guys faced it all year, and it's going to give you guys some problems.
It's going to be tough. I mean, you know, the anchor of a 3-4 defense is a big, strong nose tackle, and they got that with Chris Jenkins. And, you know, and then what it does allows you to put 4 fast linebackers on the field and play with speed. And they're playing really well defense right now. They're 5th in the league against the run. And, you know, so we're going to have to go out there and do what we do. And, you know, we're going to try to run the ball and establish the game that way. But, you know, we'll just try to find ways to win the game.
Does that put a bigger onus on you and Jay?
I mean,
and
obviously
get Chris on the second level.
It's going to be a tough job. And Chris is a very good player. He's been around for a long time, and he's playing really well for those guys right now. So it is going to be tough, and we're going to have our work cut out for us for the whole game.
Kevin, any friends on that team still?
I started thinking about it. I know more coaches on the staff than I do players on the field now. There's like 11 guys that were there my last year there, and the face of that franchise has changed completely. And you know, so I'm just. Yeah, playing against another opponent this week.
Everybody's doing such a great job of talking about one week at a time, one opponent at a time. Human nature, is it sometimes hard to fight yourself a little bit?
No, you know, again, I've talked about it in the past. It's all a reflection of our head coach, and that's what he's keeping us focused on. And yeah, you know, you think about the what-ifs and stuff like that, but the focus of our game is week to week. This week it's obviously the New York Jets, and the guys are doing a great job of staying focused on that. There's not a lot of talk about it or perfection or anything, because we know we're not perfect. We're not playing like the best team in the league. We just happen to have the best record in the league, and you know, we're going to go out there and try to defend that this week.
You know everything you had to go through for 15 years in the league, and then you think about a guy like Favre,
He's got 2 years on me, but he's a guy who never missed a start, and one of my favorite players. He's an incredible player. He can change the dynamics of a game in a heartbeat, and he's been the face of this league for so many years. But in order to beat their offense is to keep them off the field, and that's not going to be an easy task either.
What kind of role is Brian Pride playing in this round?
Brian Pride happens to be a very important part of our offensive line, and he's helped us get through the tough times in training camp and the long times of the doldrums of the season. So he's established himself greatly in this locker room.
You guys are staying grounded, but it seems like he's kind of...
His head's getting bigger and bigger each week. I think he gained about 12 pounds last week, and that's pretty discouraging, but he's going to step up this week.